Hello and welcome from me, Jill, here down in Reading in Berkshire. I'm just recording another of the Feldenkrais Download podcasts to go up onto the website. It's June 2011 and it's a little while since I did any recording. The lesson today is going to be quite a short lesson. This is a lesson that you can practice in sitting. So I'd like you to come to sit on a chair. Find a chair that's got a firm back and allow yourself to find the back of yourself, the whole of the back of your back supported by the backrest. So as you're sitting on the chair in this configuration, what I'd like you to do is just to bring your attention to the back surface, the back surface of yourself resting against the back support. And as you're breathing in and breathing out, I just want you to notice if there are any changes in the pressure that are taking place behind you. So if you can notice on the in-breath or the out-breath, whether there's any change or whether the pressure stays the same. And then begin to start to allow yourself to focus on your right nostril, the right nostril. And as you're breathing in, I want you to focus all of your attention onto the right side of your nose. And as you breathe in, allow yourself just to think about taking the air all the way down into your lungs through that right side of your nose. So you can feel a sense, it may be of, I don't know, warmth, movement, pressure change, coolness, something that tells you that air is actually going in through the right side of your nose. And allow yourself to begin to sense whether you can feel any sensations at the back of your throat or even into the top part of your chest. As you take the air in through the right side of your nose, through the right nostril, down through the back of your throat, into your lungs, that's right. And as you draw this breath in, allowing the rest of yourself just to be completely calm, relaxed, easy. Just allowing the whole of yourself to feel soft. As you breathe in. And so as you're breathing in, it's as if that right side of your nose is just getting bigger and bigger. So as you focus your attention more and more on the right side, allowing the air to fill the right side of your chest, allowing the top of your chest to expand, and the middle of your chest. And as you breathe in and breathe out, that's right. Just allow yourself to let the air come out completely. And then let it just flow back in naturally through the right side of your nose. And just continue doing this. Just continue breathing in this way with your attention on the right-hand side of your nose, with the air going in, traveling all the way down, filling now not just the top and the middle, but also the bottom part of your lung. And as your lung expands, you might feel a little bit of softness in your belly. As your ribs move and your diaphragm shifts, and the whole of that right side of yourself is beginning to start to move. And as you breathe in this way, really focusing your attention on taking all of the air right over into the right-hand side of your lung. You may even begin to start to notice how, as you're breathing in this configuration, it almost begins to start to make you want to sort of sideways bend a little to your left. So as the air goes in and you expand the whole of the right hand side of yourself, the top part of your chest filling, middle part, the bottom part, ribs moving apart. As your ribs moving apart, you might find that you feel a little tiny movement, a sideways bending away from that expanding lung. And as you breathe out again, right out, you might find there's a similar little movement in the opposite direction. So as you take a breath in, and you fill the whole of the right-hand side of your lungs, you allow yourself just to notice that there's a little sideways bend to the left there. And as you breathe out, there's almost a little sideways bend to the right. That's it. And as you continue to breathe like this with your attention onto the right-hand side of your nose, that right nostril, I want you to also draw your attention to the whole of the right-hand side of your face. So as you breathe in and out in this way, I'd like you to be beginning to start to think about the air expanding that side of your face so that it's as if your eye is just becoming a little more alert on this side of your face. And as you breathe in, there's just a little more tendency to want to smile on this side of your face. And as you breathe out again, and breathe in again, you have this continued sense of your attention being drawn more and more to the right-hand side of yourself. And if you just close your eyes, that's right. Just close your eyes completely and continue breathing in and out this way. A little bit of a sideways bend on that breath in and breath out. And begin to start to take your attention back to the back support behind you and notice if there's any change there now as you're breathing in and out in this way. And you can bring your hands up if you want to rest onto your belly and especially onto the right side of your belly, just below your ribcage there. And notice how you can take the air deep down to the bottom part of your ribs, moving your hands. And as you take a breath in and breath out and your hand is resting on your belly, you can feel this little movement of your whole self, as it were, from side to side. And just let that go. Take your hands away and you can sit with your eyes closed, draw your eyes open, and just breathe naturally now. And as you breathe naturally, just notice what it feels like just to sense the difference between the left and the right side of your ribcage and the left and right side of your nose and your face. And notice as you breathe in and out if there is any tendency to move to one side or the other. As you softly breathe right out, that's it. And then in. And as you breathe in, you might notice there's a little bit of movement of your shoulder blades behind you, so that as you breathe in, your shoulder blades are just moving a little. Maybe they're moving a bit closer together behind you. And then as you breathe out, that might be dropping forward just a little bit. And let that go. And now you've let it go, just sit relaxed and allow yourself to draw all of your attention to the left side of your nose that's right, your left nostril. You might find that if your attention has been very focused on the right side, you might want to bring up a finger and close the right nostril off just by closing off that right side of your nose, by just squashing in the skin a little bit so that the air is actually going in and out through the left nostril. And notice what that feels like, taking that breath in through the left side. You can leave your finger closing off the right nostril, or you can take it away, whatever you prefer to do. And allowing the air to travel through the left side of your nose, down the back of your throat, into the left side of your lungs, the left lung there. As the air is moving into the top of the lung, that's right, and then breathing out again, just nice and slowly. And then maybe a little bit deeper next time, just take that air through into the middle part and lower part of the lung. And of course on this left side we don't have a middle lobe because we've got our heart sitting there. On the right lung we've got three lobes, and on the left lung we've got just the two. But allow yourself just to be beginning to start to extend that breath a little more, so there's a little more air filling that side of your chest, just gently, just easily, as you allow the whole of the rest of yourself to stay completely relaxed and easy. And notice if, as you're taking these breaths in through the left side of your nostril, whether you can have a little bit of that sideways bend that was taking place before. But this time, as you breathe into the left side of your chest, maybe your sideways bending a little bit to your right. That's it. And then as you breathe out, you might just sideways bend a little bit to your left. And you feel how that breath can just maybe lengthen out the whole of your left side. And this is a wonderful process to do if you've had a stroke, or if you sit for long periods of time at a desk and you maybe lean over to one side and you don't realize what's going on. As you're leaning over to one side, you can be compressing one rib and it can be having quite an effect on your breathing pattern. So, and then just leave that alone. Just relax and sit easy. Breathe naturally and feel what's going on now when you breathe. And then maybe just play with this a bit. Just play with maybe taking breath in through the right nostril and extending it all the way into the right side of your lungs, so that as you breathe in, there's almost like a little sideways bend to your left. And then you breathe right out, and it's as if you sideways bend to your right. And then you breathe in through your left nostril, and it's as if you're extending and sideways flexing over to your right and stretching and lengthening out the left-hand side of yourself. And you breathe out and you sideways bend to your left and breathe in through your right nostril. And take the air all the way down to the bottom side of your right-hand side of your lungs. So that's lengthening. And then breathing out and sideways bending to your right and breathing into the left side of your lungs. So it's as if you get this little rhythm of breathing a little bit more deeply, first to one side and then the other side. And as you do that, just really begin to start to exaggerate that sideways bend a little bit. So you really sideways bend a little bit more to one side and then the other, so that as you're breathing in and you're breathing out, you're really asking one side and then the other side of your rib cage to open up. Because as you sideways bend, say, to your left, you're compressing your ribs, opening up the ribs on the right-hand side, and it's asking those ribs just to move apart. It's asking the air to go into that area. And then as you breathe out and compress on the right-hand side and open up on the left-hand side, you breathe in on this side. And so you can feel how the sideways bending, that's it. So just carry on. Allowing yourself just to sideways bend to one side and the other side. I notice how the sort of sideways bending almost fits a little bit with the breathing pattern. And of course, our lungs are stuck to the inside of our rib cage. So as you're listening to me talking, you can just allow yourself just to sit there and relax and feel yourself breathing now, and allow yourself just to let the air move right down to the base of your chest with nice relaxed shoulders. And of course, as we're walking and we're moving, we're sideways bending maybe a little bit. Maybe we carry a bag all the time on one shoulder, which causes us to compress down. And maybe we sleep sideways bent at night time and we compress one side of our lungs more than the other. And then we want to go out and we want to do sport and we want to run and use our lungs equally. And sometimes it's just interesting to explore this. And certainly having worked a lot with people who do a lot of rowing, the way that we breathe when we exercise, as we breathe through the movement pattern of, say, a tennis stroke, if we hold our breath at a certain point, it can put strain on the ribs. As we perform the action of walking or running or moving, it's nice to allow ourselves to soften through our rib cage. So it's just a little short sequence there that you can do. And you can take this with you if you're sitting on the underground or the tube or metro or wherever it might be, or a tram. You can be sitting there and close your eyes and you can just notice how your habitual pattern of sitting can maybe be encouraging you to breathe more with one side or the other of the lungs. And as I say, you can play with this. I hope you've enjoyed this today. And I'll be getting back into recording some more sequences for you. And looking forward to getting feedback. And as I say, this is just a nice, simple breathing process that you can do at any time. And this is Jill Wigmore Welsh here, just signing off from Reading in Berkshire. Beautiful sunny day it's been here today. I'm back in our sunshine of England times, just around the longest days of the year. Lights up by 4 o'clock in the morning and it's dark still, at coming in at about 9:30 at night. So long days, plenty of time for me to record you some more Feldenkrais downloads. Take care.